From the first time Nancy Hamer saw this mare, she knew it had problems. The horse was reluctant to be around people. You couldn't get in the stall with her, and she reared up when anyone tried to ride her.
And she's just had this problem from day one. In fact, when I took my daughter to view her for purchasing, she went straight up in the air then, and my daughter just said she didn't care, she wanted her.
So Hamer bought the horse for her daughter. They named the mare Colors. Hamer says she figured with the right training, everything would be fine. And one trainer was able to turn the horse's bad behavior around.
And so when we come to see her, she was a whole different horse. And we asked what method she was using to make such a change about. She refused to tell us. She says, you don't want to know.
Didn't that concern you when they said you don't want to know?
Yes, but I thought, it's terrible, I know, but as long as she was working and behaving in the show ring, we said whatever works, works.
While she never found out exactly what happened, Hamer suspects the horse was abused, whipped and beaten until she yielded. But the change was short-lived, and the horse soon returned to her old habit of rearing. So Hamer went in search of a trainer with a different approach. When owners like Nancy Hamer get so frustrated they're ready to give up, that's when Frank Bell comes in. Bell bills himself as a horse whisperer. He travels around the country giving demonstrations, teaching people how to work with their horses. Chances are you've been hearing a lot about horse whisperers lately, with the Robert Redford movie pushing most of the publicity. But horse whisperer Frank Bell says what he does isn't magical. It's not so much a gift as it is a technique, a system that begins by building a strong relationship with the animal.
We all know how to get a cat purring on her lap and make friends with dogs and have them wagging their tail and wanting to be with you and this and that. But when you deal with a 1,000-pound animal, typically people think that they have to get much more forceful, and it's exactly the opposite. In other words, the animal, first and foremost, just wants you to be their friend. They just want to be loved. And that's where my whole system starts. And the first step is bonding with the animal. You got to have a friend before you can think about getting on their back.
Frank Bell just met Nancy Hamer's horse, Colors, a few minutes ago. He's demonstrating his technique for an audience of about 300 here in Jenison, Michigan. He's working with the mare in a round pen, letting Colors get to know him and trust him as he walks around her. Bell is twirling the horse's lead rope, tapping it gently against the saddle, getting the mare to walk.
You know, if the horse knows that you really care and enjoys being around you, then the learning part should be fun. Just as we had good teachers in school and bad teachers, that's what it's all about, is making it interesting for the animal. So the learning's fun.
As he works with the horse, Bell makes all kinds of noises. Shushing and kissing and a loud throat-clearing noise to either encourage or discourage the horse.
Make the wrong thing difficult.
There's also a lot of thanking going on. Bell says once you ask a horse to do something and it does it, you need to let the horse know.
Thank you very much. Needed to stand. So there was agitation and noise when the horse is trying to leave as I'm getting on. I don't want to get on a moving horse.
After about an hour of gentle encouragement and positive reinforcement, Bell is up in the saddle, riding Colors around the pen. It's hard to believe that for 9 years this horse would rear up when anyone got on her.
Most people avoid problems. They say, oh, you can't touch my horse's ears, or don't go over to that side of the barn and something scares my horse. And when I find things like that, then I lovingly try to help the horse through their issues so they can become, you know, reach their full potential so they can really blossom. But if you live in that zone and you kind of enable them and don't deal with those things, and before too long the horse has a few things you can do and a whole lot of things you can't do.
Bell uses a lot of psychology buzzwords, talking about issues and enabling. But he says working with horses is much like human psychotherapy. In fact, before the term horse whisperer became popular, Bell called himself an equine psychologist. He says he tries to get inside the horse's mind by reading their body language and how they react to things. In that way, Bell says, horses tell him what's bothering them. Frank Bell says anyone can successfully use his techniques, and he says the idea of training horses this way is building momentum at breakneck speed, due mostly to the movie, The Horse Whisperer. It's a trend Bell welcomes.
If you don't have an understanding of what this is all about, if you're beating on horses and getting on them and trying to ride the buck out of them and you know, doing it the old way. It's living in the dark ages.
This summer, Bell is scheduled to demonstrate his techniques at benefit performances and workshops all over the country. In June, he'll give clinics in Indiana, Pennsylvania, and New York. Later this summer, he'll make stops in Hartville, Ohio, and Toronto. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Jenison, Michigan.